This is Senior Moments on KVON 1440.
Proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit. In collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley project.
And it is time once again for our Senior Moments radio program, which is created by Leadership Napa Valley. The current class, one of the practicum groups from Leadership, has created this radio program to bring attention to senior issues. Senior Moments is brought to you by Queen of the Valley Hospital, CAN-V, Community Action Napa Valley, and Calabria Care. And our guest this time around on Senior Moments is Shirley King, who runs the food bank in Napa. Shirley, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Let's learn a little bit about you to begin with. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? What's your favorite color? Things like that.
I was born in Southern California, and I have now been a Napa native for 30 years this year. I have five children. I have 7 grandchildren. And I'm very, very invested in this community. I've been at this job now for over 18 years, and my goal is to ensure everybody has food.
I think when you've been in Napa 30 years, congratulations, you are no longer a newcomer.
Thank you.
I completely identify the food bank in your name. Connected, you say you've been 18 years with Napa Food Bank?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Describe for us, if you will, in a very fundamental way, how the food bank works. Where does the food come from? Who does it go to? Who pays for it?
So one of the things I like to preface this by saying is that the food bank has actually been in existence since 1965. We have expanded our products and we have expanded our distribution astronomically since the time I've started. We receive food from all the local markets and bakeries and additional vendors, even drug stores. We do pickups typically 6 days a week, even on holidays. We actually get fresh produce on a weekly basis from a program called Farm to Family. It's through the California Association of Food Banks. So our dues into that association allow us to actually send out solicitors in the state of California to go to packers and growers and access produce as a donation or actually at a discounted rate. So right now, for instance, I am purchasing oranges for 8 cents a pound. Pretty significant when you want to actually feed thousands of people. Mm-hmm. So we get produce through that. We actually are part of a Northern California cluster of food banks. Our food bank is so small that I could never take on a truckload of peanut butter. But we all come together and determine what our priorities are in purchasing product. And we actually work together then to have really good wholesale rates at getting product in. So we purchase product, we get produce through the Farm to Family program, we pick up local donations, and then we have people that actually just drop off food. We have ongoing food drives. You may have heard from Can Do Napa Food Project, which is every other month we get close to 10,000, actually they're over 10,000 pounds now, of non-perishable food product. That's been really, really significant. We have other food drives. The letter carrier food drive is coming up. So once a year, our letter carriers will schlep food on our behalf. And then we have a lot of food drives during the holidays. So all that donated product comes to us. Additionally, we actually have farms and gardens that are growing specifically for us. So St. John's Lutheran Church has a farm on their property whereby we're accessing fresh produce from them on a regular basis. And then Napa Can Do has Can Do Can Grow. And out on Salvador at the Covenant Presbyterian Church, they are growing a garden on our behalf. And then we have local gleaners that actually will go pick your orange tree or your lemon tree or your persimmon tree, whatever it is, and allow us to utilize that produce. So we have lots of different means of accessing food. Mm-hmm. We definitely have a really, really good food supply.
Logistically, that sounds very complicated.
We need the UPS routing for when we do our delivery. So we have distribution throughout the county. We don't actually just serve Napa. We have 7 pantry sites throughout the county. We go as far as Pope Valley, Angwin, Calistoga, St. Helena, Lake Berryessa, Napa, and American Canyon. And that's only our pantries. We have a variety of other programs as well. So, but literally, logistically, we have 6 vehicles. We have, I think we're up to about 13 volunteer drivers. We work with a very, very small staff. There's only 4 full-time and 5 part-time staff people to facilitate all of this throughout the valley. So lots and lots of volunteers to make distribution happen.
Yeah. So when you talk about, let's circle back for just a moment to donations, because you mentioned people drop things off periodically. What's within the realm of what you accept in that fashion? We don't want to give people the impression on the air that, you know, leftover dinner can go to the food bank that night necessarily.
So the food bank is not permitted to distribute any prepared food. If we get a call from a catering company, we refer them to another organization. We do, in fact, take donations of large, what do I want to say? Like, for instance, when Compadres went out of business, mm-hmm. they had several large number 10 cans. They're like 6 to 7 pound cans. We do, in fact, accept those. We accept all non-perishable items, canned, dry goods. But if you are, in fact, donating to our warehouse or directly to a pantry location that has cold storage and refrigeration, you may deliver or distribute or not distribute, donate fresh items. So, for instance, somebody was moving and they cleaned out their refrigerator and they had a package of luncheon meat that was perfectly well sealed and everything. It just wasn't going to be used by them. So if you take it directly to a location that has cold storage, we can accept those as well. Expiration dates are a little interesting in our world. We go by environmental health standards and the Food and Drug Administration standards, and those expiration dates typically don't mean anything. So our rule of thumb for non-perishables, if it's over a year old, we would not be likely to use it. But if it's less than a year in that expiration date range, we will accept it. And that's non-perishable food. Fresh items are a whole different segue. I mean, we have dairy items that are good for 7 days, some for 2 weeks. It just really varies. But we do accept all kinds of donations.
Mm-hmm. So who are the patrons, the customers of the food bank and all these pantry programs? Who are the primary users of these systems?
So that's really changed in the last several years. Currently, we have 62% of our households are working class poor. And most of those households actually are working more than one job. We have fewer children. A lot of families have been moving out of Napa because the cost of living is so high. So when I first started, we had 58% of the people we were serving were children, 18 years of age or younger. It's now 32% of the people we serve are children 18 years of age or younger. The population that's increasing drastically every year is our senior population. We are now at 20% of the people that we serve are seniors 60 years of age or older. And that dynamic is really interesting because their income really doesn't change. They may get an increase in their They may get an increase in their Social Security, but the increase in Medicare immediately takes that 2% increase from their Social Security. So their incomes are very, very static, and yet the cost of living keeps going up. We have seniors on our program that have subsidized housing, but they're actually living off of $560 a month. I can't imagine living off of $560 a month, much less in Napa. So that's a really, really fragile, vulnerable population. We also have a lot of emancipated youth. When I say emancipated youth, kids that have been in the foster system that are now on their own. Sometimes they don't really have all the tools to navigate being on their own. So they actually need support in accessing food, just their basic need for food. We have a lot of people that are disabled, that are either mentally or physically disabled and cannot work full time or keep a job at all. And they also need support systems in place for that.
Mm-hmm. Is there some process of qualifying for that assistance? Seniors listening now who think this is something I actually need to take advantage of. How do we go about doing that?
So there's some programs that you merely show up and access the food. We have a program here in Napa and throughout the county. It's not always on a Friday, but in Napa, every Friday, there's something called Friday Free Market. It's at a variety of different sites, so every Friday, there's a different location. And basically, it's a farmer's market-style produce giveaway, but at some sites, we actually encourage additional food items that we give away as well. So there's no qualifying. You literally go and sign up and get your food. Our pantry sites, we have seven of those throughout the county, you will fill out an application once a year to actually qualify for that. You are self-certifying what your household income is. It's not just your income. It's for the total household. So everything we do is based on total household. When you go to a pantry site, you're going to be served based on your household size. So a person that only has two people in the household is going to get exponentially less food than a family that has six people in the household, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So our brown bag program is also a program, and that's the senior program, where you're going to fill out an application and get registered into the system. The senior brown box program is also the only program we offer delivery. So if you are too infirm, you don't have transportation, as a senior, you can still access that. So those are the two that you typically fill out an application for. Our USDA program, we still contract with the federal government to give out USDA commodities. Everybody's still asking for those big blocks of cheese. And the government, being in their infinite wisdom, has determined that cheese isn't necessarily healthy.
Really?
So they don't give out cheese anymore. They're trying to get to more fresh product with the trade mitigation now, because we've had all those tariffs. We actually right now are getting free milk. I usually purchase milk every week, actually. But we now have fluid fresh milk available to us through the trade mitigation. Who knew that California exported tons of apples and potatoes? So we're getting free apples and potatoes as well from the feds. Those are items that we offer through the USDA program. The milk is actually in our pantry sites, because a lot of our USDA sites do not have refrigeration. So, but all those items are things that people can use, staple items.
Sure. And for those who, make the complaint about what's being done with our federal tax dollars, at least right now, you can say it's buying milk and apples and potatoes that are cycling back to feed the hungry.
Correct.
Which is probably not what was intended by the current administration, but
yeah,
it just turned out that
well,
way.
Well, that's the perk for us. So typically we purchase dairy items.
Sure.
That's an ongoing thing. But like I said, the USDA commodities are things that people can access once a month.
Mm-hmm.
The senior brown box program, seniors get that twice a month. The pantry program is something they can access once a month. We have a program that most people don't realize. And when I was talking about those big number 10 cans earlier, we actually serve nonprofit agencies. They can come in and shop once a week and access food at no charge, or 19 cents a pound. So for a lot of the folks, whether it's the shelter program that Abode facilitates or the farm worker camps, there's a lot of agencies that come to offset their budget.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking here with Shirley King, who runs the food bank program in Napa County. It's part of our Senior Moments series. We're going to pause now for just a moment. Quick message from our sponsor, and back with more Senior Moments after this.
Experience matters. Calabria Hospice has been trusted in Napa County since we opened our doors 40 years ago. Our compassionate medical staff is always here for you day and night, every day of the year. As the only nonprofit hospice based in Napa, our focus is on caring for you and your family. Through illness, death, and grief, it's our honor to share your journey. Call us at 258-9080, Calabria Hospice.
And we're back with Senior Moments for this week, which is brought to you by Queen of the Valley Hospital and by CanV and by Calabria Care. I'm Barry Martin, and our guest this time around is Shirley King from the Napa Food Bank. Shirley's been running the food bank program for many years, and we're learning about the programs that serve seniors specifically and the community as a whole. You mentioned the Senior Brown Box program, so tell us more about that. How does that work?
So a senior will get enrolled in the Senior Brown Box program, and they will receive it twice a month. These boxes are not made particular to each senior's diet, but we are actually being very mindful about what we're putting in there. So typically no salt or low salt, no sugar or low sugar items, things that are not going to be laborious to make. We know our seniors aren't making a five-course gourmet meal. They need sustenance. They need nutrition. A lot of them even have some caregivers that will come help and prepare food. So the majority of these items are going to be some non-perishables, things like a beverage item, some pure juice item, pasta, protein, vegetables, fruit. We always include three different types of produce items in there. For instance, this week they'll be getting oranges, garlic, and onions, and a dairy item. So typically there's a fresh dairy item like eggs, a brick of cream cheese, things like that. We want to encourage them to be independent as long as possible. I think for most people, they don't know this little known fact about Napa, but Napa is third in the nation right now for having the most aged independent senior in the U.S. So our average age of senior is 82. And we actually have two seniors that are over 100 on our brown bag program. One's 105. She just turned 105. And one's 101. So we have a significant senior population. They're doing really, really well. They just live with so little. I go and sub on the delivery routes for these programs or this particular program. And walking into a mobile home and seeing that they have a kitchen counter that's got all these medications and their refrigerator is fairly bare. Last year when I subbed on a route, and I hope the senior isn't listening, I went to go deliver a box to a senior, and she is missing some limbs. And so she always asked that we put her items away for her. And in opening her refrigerator, she had a bottle of mustard, a couple of tortillas, and a couple of eggs. That was all that was in her refrigerator. So what we call here in the United States, we don't typically see hunger as we know it when we see those emaciated children on the TV. What we have is food insecurity, and our senior population is very, very food insecure. They may be living off of one meal a day, and for various reasons. Sometimes they don't have the transportation to get to the market. What struck me and shocked me about our seniors is that a lot of them don't have family members that are really invested in looking after them or checking in with them. They really are on their own. And when you think about someone who's in their 80s and not able to do so much, we had a little old man that desperately needed to go and have his toenails cut because he couldn't do it for himself anymore. So our program is ensuring that they have nutritious food, but oftentimes it's also checking in and making sure we can resource them to other things, ensuring that we have connection with their emergency contact. Mm-hmm. You know, if we go to the door and nobody answers, that's when it's a red flag for us to go to that emergency number and find out mm-hmm. if they're okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important. The other thing that I think is also shocking is sometimes the one thing that has kept these seniors going is they have a pet. They either have a cat or a dog. And we've partnered with Jameson Ranch Rescue to have pet food available. They're no longer doing their pet food drive, so our pet food supply is a little iffy. But when you walk into a home and the senior's first question is there a can of chicken or tuna in that box? And this happened on my on my delivery, and I wasn't even in the door, and she said, is there a can of chicken or tuna in that box? And I looked, and I said, there's chicken. She actually opened it in my presence and fed it to her cat. So that just tells you how important it is that these seniors have access to food. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to ensure that they don't have to go without. I mean, there are things that we'll put bread in there at times. When we used to have a huge bread supply, every distribution they had a loaf of bread. Unfortunately, all the markets have gotten really, really efficient, and we don't have our bread outlet in Napa anymore. So therefore, we don't have this ongoing bread supply. If I want to put bread in the boxes, I actually have to purchase it. But we do that on occasion. We don't have a consistency of doing that simply because of food funding. But in reality, that food has to stretch. The population of seniors that we're serving often don't get Meals on Wheels because they're far more independent. The Meals on Wheels population, those seniors typically are not able to do anything. They're lucky if they can just heat up that meal. Our seniors are a little bit more active.
I'm still kind of reeling by the average age of 82, and this percentage, what you were saying statistically, Napa County, say that again. And
is third in the nation for having the highest count of aged, independent seniors.
Mm-hmm. Is that a per capita figure?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. We've heard, since I've lived here and since you've lived here, I've heard how Napa is a place for older people and that the age range skews to the older. And a lot of times in the past, I would look at the actual numbers and say, well, it's not that different from other counties. Now it's becoming significantly different.
Well,
it's
and
really
we're building
changed.
More senior housing.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because that's sometimes where I wonder where the family members are. How did we end up with these seniors? How did they end up in Napa?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of senior housing. That's one of the distribution points for our brown box program. We actually have some volunteers that will deliver to individual homes, but we directly distribute to all these senior housing units, Rolfe's Manor, the Reserve, Jefferson Street Housing, Napa Creek Manor, up in St. Helena, it's Woodbridge. I mean, there's, you go up the highway and there's several senior housing units.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how that ever became part of the plan. The other interesting thing is there's a lot of Slavic immigrant seniors that ended up here. We have Russian and Polish. Very hard to translate things for them. But yeah, so it's very interesting in terms of how some of these people ended up here without family.
Yeah.
But they're lovely people. I really feel for them because, like I said, they're living on the margins. They're not able to do a lot of things because of their finances. And their income isn't going to necessarily improve a whole lot.
Right. Do seniors have different nutritional needs as we get older? A lot of focus on the young developing body and, you know, Wonder Bread with the strong bones and teeth and all, and drinking milk and things like that. It's all focused on kids growing up. We don't hear so much about as you get older. Your metabolism is slower. You may not be as hungry as you might have been when you're more active, and then you may not eat well when you do eat.
Correct. So what we found is that protein is one of the top ingredients. The more protein we can offer them, the better off they'll be. But once again, we're not necessarily present to hold their hand to ensure that they eat it all.
Mm-hmm.
I can use my mom as a really good example. My mom is 91 years old, and she leaves a jar of peanut butter on her counter so that whenever she walks by, she takes a spoonful of peanut butter because she keeps losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much that she doesn't eat. She's not eating huge portions or anything like that. But protein is one of the number one things that we can ensure that they have. Fresh fruits and vegetables. Seniors tend not to eat a lot of those because they don't necessarily have a lot of teeth. Or even, I mean, I've talked to one senior who doesn't even want to mess with putting her dentures in because it's such a pain. So having those fresh fruits and vegetables are really, they're nutrient dense. It's really important for them to have it. That's one of the reasons why we encourage them to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. But like I said, there's other disadvantages when you think about whether they have teeth, whether that, you know, any kind of dental work that needs to be done. I mentioned that we do low sugar and low salt. A lot of seniors, I'd say pretty much the highest percentage, is dealing with high cholesterol and high blood pressure. So, and we have some diabetics, but primarily that high cholesterol and high blood pressure is also something. And I think the hardest thing is they've lost so many of their taste buds. You don't renew your taste buds. So you're going to add salt because things don't taste a whole lot like anything anymore. And they love sweet things because they can taste them. So sugary items are always a treat. We actually gave them, we got a donation of Girl Scout cookies, and they had Girl Scout cookies a couple of weeks ago. And guess what? I had 3 phone calls going, oh, thank you so much for those cookies. So, just being mindful of those things. But I would say that we're always trying to make sure those boxes have nutrient-dense items.
So someone listening and thinking, you know, this is an area that I'd like to get involved with, to contribute to support in some way, what's the best way for someone who is saying, I'd like to make a difference for seniors specifically, or for all the people who get services from the food bank? How can they help?
They can contact us. The phone number is 707-253-6128. And they can also, if they want to access services, call that same number. Like I said, we're a very small staff, so anybody that you get on the phone will be able to get you connected to those services, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to donate, or whether you actually need to access services. That's the main number, 707-253-6128.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, for those who'd like to read more about the food bank website,
canv.org. C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, V as in Victor.org.
CanV, one of the sponsors of the Senior Moments program, along with Queen of the Valley Hospital and Calabria Care, and a program created by one of the practicum groups in the current class of leadership Napa Valley. We've been talking with Shirley King, who runs the food bank. Thank you for the work you do.
Thank you.
And thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit in collaboration with Community Action of Napa Valley as a Leadership Napa Valley Project.